Ian, how are you, man?
I'm doing excellent right now. Actually, I'm just cruising down the Pacific Coast Highway on my motorcycle.
Oh, nice.
Rough life, I know.
Summer officially started in your mind?
I mean, it has now. Like, we actually just got in from Japan yesterday. So, it didn't really feel like summer there, but here, of course, it's beautiful as ever in California, so I'm loving it.
Right on. Ian from Hot Shell Ray on the phone. Now, I was tweeted this question. How did you come up with the name Hot Shell Ray? Where does it come from?
Well, I mean, in a nutshell, it was, we had in the days of MySpace, there was a girl, and I'm gonna put the blame on Nash with this one, because there was this blonde bombshell that hit up Nash several years ago, and it was like, apparently she worked for a record label and knew all these famous people, and, she said she wanted to help us out, and of course, you're going to believe everything a hot girl says. So Nash, communicated with her for, a couple years, and she kind of worked her way into, our circle of friends, and eventually, she said she lived in Tennessee, and, we played lots of shows in Nashville, and several times she was like, I'm going to try to make it out to your show, and then it would be like, oh, my car broke down, or, my friend got in a car accident, or da-di-da, and eventually just kind of got, fishy and started questioning things, and then we did a little research and basically, found out that she was a faker. She had been some other person stealing the identity of a model, so it was a pretty wild ride, but, it made for good stories, and it was kind of a part of our band, just history, and so we ended up going with Hot Shell Ray.
So there it is. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's there's so many stories within it. It's ridiculous.
So now, I just spent some time in Japan, and obviously, when you're kind of done a stretch of shows and stuff, do you like to get away from the guys, or, obviously you're on your motorcycle right now, or are you just kind of, some alone time? Is that how it works?
Well, I mean, when we're in places like this, for me personally, if we have a couple of days off and we're in a beautiful area, I pretty much always try to rent a motorcycle. It's just a nice to get away and see the area that we're in. But I mean, most of the time we just all hang out. I mean, we're together 24/7, but we enjoy each other's company. At the end of the day, we're just best friends. So that's definitely an advantage we have when it comes to just living on a 20-foot tour bus. So it works out in our favor.
Chatting today with Ian from, of course, bass player from Hot Shell Ray and vocalist. So, what are the summer plans? Obviously, a bunch of shows are booked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just, like I said, we just got back from Japan yesterday. We're in San Diego right now. Basically, have a day off to recuperate. And tomorrow, we're playing the San Diego, Del Mar Fair. And then we're flying to Jersey to do a festival there, and then we start the tour with Demi Lovato.
And obviously a lot of summer festivals. Is there any bands that you're really excited that you're going to be playing with or getting to see live?
With all these radio shows throughout Christmas and whatnot, we've had the opportunity to play with lots of awesome artists and people that are on the radio right now. And it's cool developing relationships with newer acts like Carmen and stuff, but then also getting to play with older bands like Train, who are still just killing it. So, it's just a good opportunity for us to really get to know all these other people that are technically our competition, but, if they're cool, we're cool, and we just like making friends. So, we've definitely met a lot of people already, and I can't really think of anyone off the top of my head. I'm just dying to meet that I haven't met already, but I'm looking to further my relationships with those people.
And are you, the P&E, the Summer Playland Festival that you guys will be playing here, it's at a theme park, an amusement park. Have you guys ever played an amusement park before?
Oh, yeah. We've actually done two Six Flags tours. So I've pretty much ridden, every roller coaster in America, I'm pretty certain.
Well, you're going to love Playland here. The wooden roller coaster is epic. It's just a great, great park.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I'm a total adrenaline junkie, so I'll be the first one in the very front row, just with my hands in the air.
Well, it's a classic. I mean, it's the old school wooden feel. You're going to love it.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right, Ian, we'll let you get back to your motorcycle. Thanks so much for checking in. I know you guys are super, super busy, and we can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks for chatting with me.